So that is a great question that we should all ask ourselves. Are we the ones to choose ourselves and to set our path and our destiny, or that it is a decree from heaven that already been chosen for us before of our time in higher worlds and in systems that are above our awareness as of today? So, of course, you can look at it from both ends and to say that that is true and the other way is true as well, because we know that the Creator, He Himself, He is He did everything and He's making everything and He will do everything. He is in charge of all the actions in this world. And He's the one that was before and He knew and understands everything ahead of time. And we can understand that He Himself for sure is on top of everything, and every decision that we will take, we cannot get out of the borders of His power and government and ability. But on the other end, it's written that we have the free choice, and the free choice is in our hand to choose as we wish. Every person can see that, with no doubt in his life, that you are able to choose and that your decisions, they make a difference in the world. If you choose not to go to that meeting, you haven't been to that meeting. If you choose to go, so you went. And things will follow your decisions, and it is in your hand to tilt your life to the right or to the left. So, to answer this question, we must have a deeper understanding about life, and to understand that many things in life are taking place even if we cannot grasp them, even if we cannot understand how they work, they still do. Like that you cannot understand how you're breathing and how you keep on breathing while you're asleep, and you cannot choose it. And even if you can decide to breathe or not to breathe by stopping your breath, still you see that it's an automatic process that is working, and you do have a certain authority, but it is also in the same time a greater machine that works, a greater system than the one that is in your hand, even though that you have the complete control on it for times. So also the spiritual path of a person, even though that with no doubt a person can choose, and the Creator for sure took some decisions ahead of time. Now, an inner solution and a way of observation on that that is very healing for me is that I realize that even though the Creator took that decision ahead of time, still I was there with Him while He took that decision. And it is written that the Creator consults with all the souls before sending them down to earth to their mission and asking them which path you want to choose and what do you want to do and to achieve from life. And people choose, and souls they choose. And we have that power to choose, and we should go, even though that not completely blindly after God's will, because if we're gonna close our eyes, we won't see the path. Still, in reality, we need to count on that inner faith that we have, that there is a godly supervision on our lives, and we should follow the path that we are already walking in. Means that if you found yourself that you woke up from deep sleep and you try to serve Hashem and you try to learn His wisdom and you found that the Bible, the Torah, is a wisdom that is inspiring you, that gives you life, you should keep on following that light, even if you find yourself in struggles, even if you need to cross some obstacles and to break some walls. Sometimes in life, the challenges are coming to increase your desire and your will, and not to prevent you from achieving your goals and succeeding in your dreams. Like a little child that is playing now with his puppet, with his certain toy, and he's happy with that toy, but like not such a big deal for him. But if one of his siblings will come and grab that toy and will try to pull it away from him, suddenly you're going to see how much that little tiny kid wants that toy. Way, way more than he was while having it by him. Sometimes when the Creator is taking away from you the thing that your heart desire, it's not to take it away from you. It's not to prevent you from achieving it. It's to increase the will, for you to understand the importance of that object, of that spiritual object, of that spiritual goal that you set for yourself, and then to go all the way. A wake-up call to all those dreamers who think that Mashiach will come from outside. Suddenly we're going to get a call from heaven. Mashiach is here. Az itaka b'shofar gadol l'cherutenu. Then suddenly we're all going to hear the blow of the great shofar. It's not going to happen like that. The awakeness for sure will start from the bottom, from us. We must be those ones to lit the torch. We are those ones who needs to go and spread the light. We are those ones who needs to move and shake the heavenly branches of the tree of life. We are those ones. And the way to do it is to wake ourselves up, is not to surrender, is to remind ourselves in days of darkness of the great illuminations that we experienced in days of light. In days of darkness, we must remind ourselves of the awakeness that we experienced, that we saw the light of Hashem, that we enjoyed the smell of Hashem, that we heard the voice of Him, that we saw sights, that we recognized His godly supervision. We must remind ourselves those huge sparks that we enjoyed from in days of struggles, in days of difficulties. And we should support each other and help each other and strengthen each other and strengthen and support ourselves. And like that you care about yourself and you want to succeed, you need to care about others. And like that you care about others, you need to care about yourself. You need all the time to pay attention to reality and always to reveal the inner goodness that is treasured inside of you. Sometimes that mercy and goodness will shine upon yourself, will heal yourself, that you'll have compassion to yourself, that you'll care about yourself, that you will be tuned and listened and aware to your own needs. And sometimes you need to drop yourself to the side and go and run and help another, and go and help another person that is struggling in life, and you need to be there for him, and you need to care about him like yourself. Even more than you care about yourself, you should love your brother, you should love your friend, and of course your spouse, your children, that their life depends on you. We're on a mission, and no one can escape from the responsibility and from that bonding and connection. Our souls are all tight and connected and bonded to each other. And also the tribes, the lost tribes, no one knows them, no one recognizes them. You walk in front of them in the streets and you don't know who your siblings are and who not. You can meet a person from Afghanistan and not to know that he's closer to you than your next door neighbor. And like he is part of the root of your soul, and you talk different language, have different concepts in your mind. But in reality, the light is shining inside of you both in a similar way. Same illumination from the same source of soul. And you have the same destiny, to walk hand in hand in huge community toward the mountain of Zion in Jerusalem. People from Jamaica, they have the Star of David, the David shield on their houses. Why? They're all yearning and hoping for Zion. Zion, Zion. What do you have in Zion? Where did you heard about Zion? Where? Where from? If not that your ancestors came on boats to this amazing island and started to have their ceremonies and building their houses of prayers over there while singing and dancing and hoping for Jerusalem. Exactly like that, in different cultures, in different lands, different states, people develop their journey in different ways. But the fact that today he has a dark skin and you have a different skin, it doesn't mean that you are different. It doesn't mean that it's not the same blood that is running in your system, and that it's not the same spirit that blows life into your heart, into your mind. And we're all one. We're all one. I hope that you understand what I'm saying, and I hope you're going to understand the enormous power that you have in your prayer, the true potential of godliness that is treasured inside of you, and that you're just going to go and break walls, because I really truly need your help. I really am reaching out to you guys and asking for your hand to help me out, to help me to go and distribute this light to millions of people, that everyone will wake up, that no one will think that he does not deserve to be redeemed, that he's not good enough, that he's low, that he's whatever. No, it's not true. You're beautiful, and you're gorgeous, and you're amazing, and you're wonderful, and you are inspiring, and you're a source of light, and you're a pillar of light, and you're a lighthouse, and you are the foundation of the temple and the building, and you are the coverings of the tent, and you are the menorah that is illuminating in huge range of colors, and you're the spark of a soul, and you're the shine of God, and you're a godly portion of heaven from above, and you're a soul of Israel, and you're from the holy tribes and lost tribes, and you're those holy precious stones that are rolling in the streets with great pain and sorrow. You are the divine water that fell down from heaven and found themselves now in mud and filth and despair. And you're the light that shines, and you're the source of light. You don't recognize that godliness inside of you, but I do. And therefore I'm knocking on the heart, the door of your heart, knocking on the board of your heart, knocking on the gates that are locked from you, to see and recognize the glory and the beauty that is treasured inside of you. For you to wake up and to use the sources that you have to wake up others, and to believe in yourself, and to go and break the wall of low self-esteem and self-criticism, slaughtering ourselves for no reason. The success of the evil inclination and dark forces is your sadness and depression. And the victory of God's power and forces of illumination and light is your joy, your happiness, and the fact that you are determined to succeed and to go and to help other people around the world in any possible way. It can be to go and save the dolphins and the sea turtles, and it can be to go and rescue people and sit with them and teach them how to learn Hebrew and Gemara and Torah and Halakha. That is not higher than that. If that's your point, to go and fix the ozone and go and make the weather better, and to make other people walking in the streets with more safety, and you are part of other organizations that are saving lives and helping refugees, or you are amazing. Do your job. That's your mission. That's who you have been chosen to be. And you should believe in yourself and to go and conquer the world. And you're going to do it, and we're going to do it together. Don't fall to the depression and sadness of the low self-esteem. Break those walls of darkness and separation from your true potential, from the fact that you are godly creations, children of God, and go and be who you are with all your enormous power and great blessing, grace. Amen. Questions, bro? Oy vez mia.
Yeah, somebody asked here. Thank you, Rodra. That was a very powerful, amazing. Somebody asked here, it seems that the whole thing about the Savior and Messiah and 6,000 years of what the world is supposed to go through, it seems like a fairy tale. And as much as we want to believe it, it just seems that life never changes. There's always empires rise and fall, people always being oppressed and abused. And is it just a fairy tale, or do we have to continue holding on?
Well, if people are giving up on that dream, they will see in the world to come that they lost their opportunity to be part of the complete redemption, that there is no end to the reward of those ones who will take part of the redemption. You can never imagine the greatness that they will achieve. Like, greatness that is beyond our ability to grasp and to imagine. All the powers that you saw in movies, like the Jedis and the Avengers and superheroes and all the wise and talented people that you saw in life, all those powers are really installed inside the human beings. And when redemption will take place, we will see who was worthy to enjoy all those powers and who was not. And for me, it's only a question that is coming out of despair, and I don't have no criticism about it. I'm not being judgmental about that question. I'm just letting you know that you're asking it because you are questioning if to doubt or not to doubt, if to live or not to live. Like, you are doubting life. In reality, if you don't believe that Abraham enjoyed the miracles and he was throwing sand and the sand became arrows, and if you don't believe that Moses opened the sea, and if you don't believe that Elijah the prophet ran for 40 days and brought down fire from heaven that didn't turned off by huge amounts of water, if we don't believe that King David was able to fly and the Levites were able to fly and that the Holy Ark was floating above ground and that God spoke with us through the fire, if you don't believe in that, I understand why you don't believe in wonders that are about to come or that potentially will come. But if you do believe in those stories from the past that are history of our people, so what they are here for, if not to wake us up to understand that all of that is available for us to use. You understand? That's my answer. I believe in 100% that all the powers that the sages had is treasured inside of me. Like me, myself, I know 100% I'm capable of achieving all that greatness. Join me and I'll let you enjoy the bounty when it comes to me. When it will be in my hands, I'll let you have it. If it will come to you first, I ask you to hand it to me as well. I just believe that the Creator has the true potential of charging me with full battery, full knowledge, full capability of bringing wonders to the world. It's in His power, and I'm an empty vessel for His greatness to be revealed. And I know that all my siblings are equal to me and has the same potential. And if not, so what are we talking about? If we're not the children of Israel, the children of Yaakov. The face of Yaakov is carved on the throne of honor of the Creator. Every day the Creator looks at his portrait, at his shape of face, and remembers him.
Thank you.
No, we haven't started. What are you thanking me for? We haven't started.
We haven't, but the engine's running. Somebody asked, he said he... person asked that he wants to give names to his children from the Bible, from the Torah, but his wife wants secular names. So what should he do for Shalom Bayit?
There are secular names that are not as worse as others.
Like Christopher?
Columbus. No, like there are names that still has certain meaning, you know, like
David.
They're good names, but like you can call your kids after a tree or a rainbow or like whatever, that's weird. That's not a name. So it's good to choose a name for the person that it's going to be a name, that it's not how you call him. Like you can call him Precious, but Precious is not a name for a child. So like you can call them Precious or, but that's not a name. It's better first of all to have a name, that he will be called with a name of a person.
Okay.
And then, and it's a higher level, of course, named after righteous people. So maybe you can dig and look for, there are many names that are very original and very nice, even though they are ancient and righteous people being called in those names. So I would go and look for balance, and of course that shalom and peace and understanding between the couple is very, very important. So I would try to create a certain compromising, maybe calling two names if there's a meaning to those names, or just finding a name that will still hold some light in it and use it for the happily born child.
Thank you. Last question, unless you want more, is when the Jews were in Egypt...
When the tribes of Israel were in Egypt.
When the tribe of Israel, when the nation of Israel was in Egypt, and I don't know how many years it was, but it was after the Pharaoh that Yosef knew died. And then it said that their sorrow was so great that they cried out to Hashem and he heard them. And he remembered his covenant with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and he woke up, so to say.
Woke up the Redeemer, Moses.
Woke up the Redeemer, Moses. Woke up the Redeemer in himself. But the question is what does that mean? Now, how is it that the Creator, or does he not know what's going on and he had to hear them
he
cry
does.
To wake
there
up?
There are layers. It's like you say to your child, I'm with you all the time. But like in reality, you can be focused in your book or in your work or in your iPhone. Like even though that you care about him all the time, you can still be elsewhere in a way.
So
right?
So our
the Creator has certain layers of supervision. First of all, he is with you always. Really, he is with you always. But there are certain things that we need to achieve as public.
As a unity?
As a group. And we need to wake up for that and to do it with strength. So if like only few people are awake and running like crazy mice in the streets and trying to wake up the world, it's not enough. We need a huge awakeness for the Creator to redeem us all, that we will have the vessels to enjoy that bounty and to realize the salvation we just experienced. If you're going to be redeemed without understanding that you are now being redeemed, it won't be a complete redemption. You need to understand your poverty and then to ask for the salvation, and when it comes, to be aware to it. So for that, we need to hit some waves first, that everyone will scream, that everyone will call, that everyone will find their pain, and then will understand that they are asking for salvation, for it to take place in a perfect way.
So the cry, the outcry is actually not necessarily a cry, but it's more of an achievement or a level of spirituality that they reached, that the Creator acknowledged.
They called Hashem.
They called him.
They recognize their need in a Redeemer.
Do we still have that phone number?
Yes, it's a free call also, by the way. You just need to call him with truth and he'll answer.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah. So, go fetch. Go do. Be well. Thank you. God bless you all.
Thank you all.
Amen.